Day 41, and I'm in Huntly Camping Ground. I wasn't aiming for here, although it was part of my planned route originally. I actually wanted to go into the hills, but after a total of 10 hours and something, but in there I had a 3 hour rest at someone's place. Basic thing is, after last night it was absolutely gorgeous where I was staying on the Waikato River. And then it rained this morning, a 4 a.m. wake up call from the heavy rain, and then it just kept going for ages. And that's what I started in this morning. And my feet got wet, and my chafing that I have on my feet and my heels and toes just got really bad, and so it hurt a lot. It's really stingy and probably some of the worst pain I've been in a long time. So someone seen me walking along, and I was just a little bit out of Huntly. And they said they wanted to give me a lift, and I said, no, I'm going to walk. And they said, I said I was going to go get some plasters for my feet. And they said, okay, I'll go get them. So she went and got them, told me where she lived, and it was on the road, the route. So I got there just as she was turning back up, and went in and sat down for 3 hours while rested my feet and so forth. So that was really good of them. So Priscilla was her name, and Barry turned up later, and it was just awesome. During that time, two other Te Araroa walkers come by, and she invited them in. So it was pretty cool as well. So, and I said to them that what I was going to do, and they said they were going to come to this camping ground, and I thought, okay, I'll go to the camping ground because my feet hurt, and they're not here. So I was kind of hoping to catch up with them again. So yeah, that's what happened. So my feet were just in a lot of pain. I was able to get some more plasters afterwards, just as I was as the Huntly was shutting down. Right at the, I ended up paying cash just as they were locking the door. So I've got some stuff to put it on for tomorrow. Tomorrow is a bit of hill stuff in the forest. First, probably an hour or so of 2 hours of road walking to get there, and then about 6 hours in the forest, and then maybe two or three afterwards to get to Hamilton. And I do want to get to Hamilton. I was wanting to get into the forest so I could get to Hamilton tomorrow a lot easier. But yeah, so I want to do that for tomorrow night. So it's yeah, overall my head was down. I didn't really see too much except for the bulls that were scaring me. They were some intimidation was going on, so I stayed away from them. There was one instance where I was walking through a whole lot of cows, and then suddenly three bulls stood up that were protecting the gate, and so I was like, uh-oh. So I had to go and around them. So I jumped out, you know, went through the other side of the paddock and went down there, and then I had to crawl underneath the fence because it was an electric fence. And yeah, so all that stuff happened, but otherwise it wasn't a total eventful day except for my sore feet.